Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle?
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Curator Read Room, or welcome to Oracle's Readings. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. I got to get the name straight. I know. I've been off for a while, but it still reads Oracle Reading. You got your Omeenka 7 live coming to you straight from my living room. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say that we have a featured show that is being continued. That's right, we're continuing on with the gods, and we're exalting the gods and the goddess in each of us today. So we're talking about how does one exalt themselves if there's a goddess, and we're going to be carrying you right into the godhood. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've been off for a while, been moving about, trying to get established here, but yet we still miss the audience. We miss every one of you. And I want to tell each of you that you are special and you're needed. And that's why we couldn't wait to get back on the show to talk with you. Now, I want to say this much. We've been talking about gods because we want each of us to rise to that level of occasion. And we know that we're gods because some of us are big bosses out there. For better or lack of names, we should call those big bosses gods. That's right, or goddesses. And that's what we're going to be exalting ourselves to, the level of goddesses today. Now, we did have a guest that was coming on, and I'm going to try to see if I can get her back on the line. If you'll just hold with me for 1 minute, I'm going to see if I can get her back in the atmosphere. Hold tight. Michelle. Hello. Michelle, can you hear me? Michelle, can you hear me? Michelle. Michelle, can you hear me? Michelle. thank you so much for waiting, hosts and hostesses. And we will not be having our guest this evening. There were some technical difficulties, and we can't seem to get her on the line. But we're going to go right on with our discussion of the goddess. And I'm a little bit out of breath and winded from going back and forth over the phone. But nevertheless, we are here. And we are glad to be here. I'm so happy that you've been waiting for me to come back on and you haven't given up on your OMI. I'm still your advocate, and I am still advocating for families. And I am now talking to you about the goddesses. As we have been talking about letting the God show in us and bringing the God forward and exalting the God, we are going to invite the ladies to come out front, and we're going to ask the men to support them. And what I mean by this is that a woman cannot be a goddess without a man supporting her. What makes a woman is a man, and what makes a man is a woman. We are in duality. We have to exist in duality. So it's very vital that you should understand that our major purpose for coming to this earth was to manifest ourselves. We are the manifestations of God, and we are to reveal the God that is within each of us and the goddess. Now, how does a woman reveal the goddess if there's no man in her life? It's almost next to impossible, because with a man in your life, it would help to press forward the feminine characteristics of a woman and the characteristics that are necessary in order to serve and to be served. Now, I make that plain and clear that duality means we were brought here in duality. The man serves the woman just as the woman serves the man. There is no one way sided about it. That is a Eurocentric thinking where the woman is in servitude to a man, and she actually serves him for the rest of her life. That is a Eurocentric teaching. In our African-centric teaching, we are communal. We believe in duality. And that is why I say the woman cannot be a goddess without the duality of a man in his proper position. And what I mean by that, there is a portion of us that's missing. And when we were made in duality. There was the yin and the yang present. You didn't cut off the yin so that the yin would prevail. You kept both male and female entity. And the Eurocentric teaching has always taught us that the male will prevail, just as our education system was created for the white male self-esteem, because the men were the ones with the power, and they were the ones who owned land and property and slaves, and they were catered to. But in the Afrocentric teaching, we believe that a man is catered to just as a woman is catered to, or just as the man is catered to, the wife is catered to as well. Now, we're not just talking about in a male-female relationship. We're talking about in all manners of marriages, common law, unions, prenuptial agreements, and we have to understand that there was no marriage for our African race. We had no institution called marriage, but we created our own system. And our system was created on a marriage agreement where we verbally made an agreement to one another and we stood by it with a handshake and we honored it. There were no papers, real papers, that would actually engage us in marriage during slavery. You might have bought someone out of slavery, but those papers, called marriage papers, did not basically exist for the black man or woman. But we still knew we were goddess and gods, and we still knew that we needed a man to help center us into a woman. So women, stop telling the man, I don't need no man. I don't need no man. Yes, you do need a man that will help engage you to grow to the fullest of your maturity of being a giving human being. If you have nobody to serve, you cannot come into the full censorship of a goddess, because a goddess is going to serve just as the god is going to serve the goddess. So we need that other component in our life to make us balance. Now, let's exalt ourselves a little bit. You know, a lot of times they said, well, if God be exalted up, he'll draw all men to me. So we're talking about ourselves, because we are the gods. And if we exalt the gods, we can draw all manner of men to us. How many of you women have been favored by men? How many of you have had many proposals and seem to always be getting a proposal for an engagement or someone wanting to date you? You're just lucky like that. How many of you seem to draw goodness to you? It's a law, principle, and a fact. Whatever you put out there, it will repel and draw that to you, which you are. That's why I tell you to call yourself a god if you want a god to repel back to you and to be drawn to you. Now, I didn't say go out there looking for no fleas and then all of a sudden you get insects traveling all around you and buzzing around you and you wonder why that perfume you bought won't draw any men and it keeps drawing all these insects. Like attracts like. That's right. The man that is within him is also within you. You are the sensitive feminine side of God. You represent that. And within a man, there is a sensitive feminine side, just as there is a masculine side. We carry duality within our being. So we must understand that we are not complete. We are not balanced without the other side of our gender. When we were created, we were coming here in the form of a female gender, having to go through a matriculation process to produce a male. A male was never born. The seed of a male was always found in the germ of the female egg, and then it manifested itself into the male. He had to be made. Check your science out. Dr. Delbert could tell you better than I can what the process is. Now, that's not what this discussion is about this evening. Discussion is about the goddess exalting themselves to a god. And I also said we're going to need a male to help and make this thing happen. So, men, you're going to get a chance. We're going to be on the air fully so that you'll be able to call in. Right now we're having some technical difficulties because of me moving around. I'll be stable shortly, and we'll be able to get you on the air so you can give your 2 cents. We're going to get our ratings back up, so I want you to start calling in, because we're going to get a more stable schedule. Right now, it's going to be piecemeal until I get situated. Now, the old girl is getting up in age, and I want to let you know that I'm getting ready for a big celebration on April the 3rd. That will be a big birthday for me. I'm inviting everybody out to the Seasons restaurant on 73rd and Taft here in Merrillville, Indiana. I'll be celebrated for my final early retirement, and I will be inviting my friends and close friends and loved ones out to join me in a festivity of music, dance, and good food. And this is an occasion where we will be eating together and breaking bread together and eating Louisiana style. So come on out and join me on April the 3rd. I'll be broadcasting from the restaurant, and we'll also have a communal call for the family. And the family will call in under a conference number so we can all be there together talking during my birthday. That's right. And I like to also say I feel good. I feel good all over, like Stephanie Mills says. I feel good. I feel good all over. Even at the age of 61 and a half, I feel good. And I'm so grateful. God has spared me. He has chosen me. He has anointed me. He has ordained me. And whoever he ordains, he will provide for them. And I am a strong believer that we've been called here, each of us, and we asked to come here to perform a mission. And I certainly wholeheartedly believe that one of my missions is to speak to you on this airwave and to reach you by any means necessary to address the issue of our black family and to bring us into harmony with what we used to be and try to remind us of how we laid the foundations for many organizations, many groups, many races of people, and we've got to find ourselves again. We cannot continue to be lost when we were the leaders in socialization, when we were the leaders in socializing families. We got to find ourselves again, people. We got to come into right knowledge and understanding again. And we've got to get back on the good ship and get on the good foot while we're at it. Because some of us have fallen prey to some negative things. And there's nothing negative about a God. There's nothing impotent about a God. There is nothing fallible about a God. Because we come from goodness. And all that the essence of God is, we are. And we have to understand that there is no mistakes in God, only synchronicity. And we have to line up with whatever is happening in our lives. We've ordered it. We've called it into being. It didn't happen by chance or accident. Whatever you've gone through, you've called it into place. If you are saying you're poor, you've called poorness into your life. If you have abundance, you can call abundant in your life. And I'm calling abundant in my life today, and I want you to do the same thing. We're God. You are goddesses. And if you are going to exalt yourself to a God, you must begin to decree a thing and call out justice and call out harmony. You must begin to decree a thing, and whatever you decree, it will come to pass. Call out abundance in your life and finances. There's money looking for you. I believe that with all my heart and soul. If you sit and meditate on his goodness and his word, you say, Lord, where is there some money owed to me? Where is there some money trying to get to me? Open up the airways and the paths and let that currency come on into me and let bitcoins come and gold bullions and all those things come that is worthy and noteworthy of me being a good steward over. That's all we are, is stewards. And you could be nothing more than a steward over this filthy lucre. So manage it well. If you prove yourself to be a good steward over a few coins, then you will be added much more coins to manage. That's all you are, is a manager of these coins and these bullions. Now, he has told us that we're gods. He, meaning the voice inside of us. Listen to it sometime. You might be surprised what the voice inside of you will tell you. Your first voice is always your right voice. That's the God speaking to you. Don't go ignoring that voice, because if you start ignoring it, coming to you. And then you'll wonder what happened to Mother With. We were given Mother With. How many times have someone told you, child, listen to your Mother With, son, don't you have Mother With? Didn't your mind tell you not to go over there? Didn't you hear from your mama? Didn't she speak to you in your groanings and moanings? Can't you hear from God when you go down on your knees? These are Mother With characteristics. Exalt yourself to a God, and the Mother With will come back and will remind you of who you are. Or just who are you? Didn't your mother ever tell you who you were? Didn't she ever tell you that you had the likeness and the characteristics of God. And every day you are to beat this old man and bring it up under subjection and push the God through so that God can be shining all over you. What has happened to Mother Wisdom? Why do we depend on it anymore? Oh, that is old cliche. That is old High John the Conqueror. That is some old voodoo. That is some old superstitious. Well, I'm here to tell you, superstitious got us a long way out of the cotton fields. It gave us the cleverness to go and plan for our escapes. It also gave us the mannerism to be able to please a lot of people who were not liking to us and to settle their weary souls to keep them from beating someone half to death. We got to get back into our mother with, and we got to know that we're gods, and we got to stop looking in the atmosphere for something to come or someone to come and save us, because there's nothing coming to save us but us, but us. And as we know that we're gods, we exalt ourselves to the level of the occasion. We can press ourselves through anything. Ask me, I can tell you, because I've been through something this year. I've been through more this year in my life than I have in my whole life. I saw my whole life shine before me, and I pressed through that frozen ice, and I broke through, and I came out pure as gold. And this day, my family don't even know how I made it out or made it through. You can make it over, too. Because you're a God, and you're a God, and you're a God, and she's a God, and he's a God. And exalt yourself to the level, and God will rise you up and put you on your feet, and you'll do the things that gods and goddesses do. I declare you will. Decree a thing. First of all, decree a thing. You want a new apartment this year. You want a new house. You want to get out from up under that burden of that pressure, of that financial instability. Press it forward and stand on the word and watch synchronicity set in. Watch God send people to you, funds and money to you, property and houses to you, cars and trips and gifts to you. But you've got to use the tongue. The power of life is in the tongue. The power of life and death is in the tongue. It always has been. Because the gods speak the earth and the world into existence, and so can you. Quit thinking that there's something greater than you. There is nothing greater than you and I. We are the gods. We're it. There's nothing coming behind us. Why do you think the Caucasians take control of things, and they speak a thing, and they put it into place? They call out a thing. They call out a property. They call out a land. They speak malls into existence. You ought to be looking up to them for an example, but not bowing down to anyone to follow them when you are the greatest thing that there is. There's nothing any greater outside of yourself. Don't think that there's a God that is outside of you that's greater than you. There's none any greater than you because you're it. You're the God that you've been looking for. Now, treat yourself like a God. Like, take time out to study yourself and know that this God that you've been looking for is right on the inside of you. You must exalt it. Bring it into being and call it out on a daily basis. And men, get behind your women. Get behind your woman and stand on your feet now. If your wife is in the room with you, stand behind her. And from henceforward, be there to exalt her, to push her and move her forward on whatever idea she may have. If you don't have plans together, then get you some plans. Create some plans, because a man without plans is going nowhere. He doesn't need a wife. What does a man need a wife for if he has no plans and he has no roadmap to get there. The woman can carry those plans and assist you and aid you. So every man needs to have a set of plans if he's looking for a wife. Now, if you're looking for a wife, you can come to me with plans any day because I can help you get there. And that's the purpose of duality. That wife carries out and assists and aids that man in that plan. There's too many of us getting married and playing tiddlywinks and only appropriating babies but not understanding what the plan means. Get you a plan, man. Get you a plan, and you can get a wife. When you get a plan, a wife will present herself to you in the fullest because you'll need a helpmate at that point. How do we exalt ourselves? I don't mean with being boastful and being proud and exalting yourself as number one. I mean carrying yourself in a manner that you know your purpose. You know why you was called out. You have a desire to complete a mission. You're on a path. Get on the path. Some of us fall off the path every now and then. I even fall off the path. But get up, and get back on the path. Because you're going somewhere. Gods don't die. They only appropriate and reproduce. You might leave this earth in this body, but you're coming back in a glorified body if you're going to live again. Because you are immortal. You will not die. You cannot die in your spirit. This flesh will fall back to the ground, but the spirit will rise forever and ever and ever. Amen. We must know why we're here. We must know that exalting ourselves as God is more important than anything because when people see the God in you, they will look for you for guidance and direction, and they will look for you to manifest the God within them. We all have the God within us. None of us were born without it. Some of us have it laying dormant. Some of us have let it go to sleep, and some of us have allowed it to emerge underwater, and we must wake up those gods, and we must stir them up and bring them out of the water so that they can come forward and shine as pure as gold. Exalting yourself doesn't mean being boastful and pride. It means standing forward and going forward with a mission in mind to approve whatever it is you came here to do. Now, I want you to exalt yourself today. You on the airwaves, stand up and be a God and be a light unto all who may see you. Hold your hands up so that you may lift the spirit of some lowly creature who cannot pull themselves out of the state of depression. Depression is all over this nation today. Why? Because we don't have a standard lifted up. Once the standard get lifted up, you lift up the eyes of the people and bring them out of this lowly state of depression. It's all over us because the gods are not coming forward. Every radio station should have a message of waking up the gods. And that's what I've been called and commissioned to do, to wake you up and bring you to the level so that you can lift these poor villains out of their state of depression. Because this depression has come upon us and we cannot accept it. And we must give it back. And we must stand strong as gods do and decree a thing. That we are exalting ourselves and we are exalting man at the same time. Now stand to your feet and take a decree that you will no longer walk in depression. You will no longer walk in defeat, but you will walk in the steps of a God and exalt yourself on every end of every corner and every milestone. Exalt yourself in everything you do, and you will be exalted because you are. And don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for seeing the God in you and exalting the God, and may you forevermore know that the God lives within you. Now follow me out of here as I take a trip out this evening. But I want you to understand that no one can do it by themselves. This is a communal teaching, and you must have a we concept, and you must know that you cannot prosper unless the guy down the street prospers. So take your hands out of his pocket and quit taking from one another, because when you rob from your brother, you're robbing from yourself. And stop crucifying each other physically and abusing each other, because when you abuse Your brother, you abuse yourself. So we got to do something better. Let's get on the bandwagon. And I want to get out of here this evening and say thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you again. Take care. Odabo. And we're going to try to get our schedules a little bit more stable for you so you can come in on a regular time. Please bear with us. We've been going through a great move. And at the same time, we are still focusing in on this birthday girl. And I don't want to forget to tell you that Project 2019 on April the 25th will be having their annual banquet. And we'd like to invite you out to that if you'd like to purchase tickets and try to come out to support Chuck Sanford on Saturday, April 25th. And that will be at the East Bank Club in Chicago. Our tickets, you can purchase them on the Oracle's Weave.